12th of
November 2001. Is time before I speak with you, I ask you, dear lady, that you place your hand on each person's head for a short time.
Yes.
And they should feel love energies flow through them. Then I will speak with you.
Yes, I'll stop now.
What you have been given this time will help to sustain you all in the coming days. In your everyday lives.
Thank you.
Now, my dear friends, let us continue. And I hope that last time did not disappoint you.
No.
It is not that there are problems for me to come to you, but the problems lie in the instruments which we use.
Yes, as we realize, it's rather a noisy evening.
Yes, and we must protect the instruments from any sudden physical shock. You understand, I know.
Yes.
So, my dear friends, shall we take up where you left last time?
Yes, please. Gave us something to think about.
And I have watched your struggle with it. Has anyone formed an opinion which they feel is the correct answer to the question?
I bet you, Mark. I think you came close.
Well, I don't know, but the twin soul, the ideal we're thinking about was that the twin souls were twinned from the beginning, maybe, and were together in spirit for along on a similar pathway with a similar energy, maybe with a similar mission, I don't know. Whereas the soulmates, using our language, it sounded a bit like they were less, perhaps knit together at times, but perhaps weren't so identical and on such a similar path or something. I don't know.
Yes. I thank you, my dear friend, for your comments. Let me say this to you. That earthly words become much confused when spiritual matters are spoken of. But we know that your earthly words have to be used in descriptive language in order for you to understand. The problem lies that one avenue of ideas becomes what you term the normal. I am here, my dear friends, to tell you this time what the difference is. I have told you previously that the soulmate does not often meet in the physical world. That statement still stands. I will not change those words. Because you see, the soul mate, without becoming too involved in highly technical details, because, my friends, that indeed would be foolish, because you would not understand. Again, we are speaking of energy. The soul mates were created together for all time. From the beginning of what you know as time. And that subject is much too complicated for us to discuss here. I could speak of molecular energy. I could speak of all kinds of energy. But I feel that for you would confuse the issue. Soulmates were created together. They vibrate on the same electromagnetic wavelength. They are counterparts of one another. That is the simplicity of the soul mates. That they are energy which are vibrating on the same energy line. Do you understand?
Yes. It's a bit complicated, but yes.
It is an issue of words again. That is why true soulmates do not meet in incarnations, except very rarely. There is no need when they vibrate at the same frequencies. Does this make sense to you, my dear friend? Now we come to twin souls. This indeed should be the term that you use instead of your soul mates, which is used most often in your world. Because twin souls meet many, many times in different incarnations. And their purpose is in recognition, in coming together to try to form and create and blend into one energy. That is the purpose of their coming together.
So each of us would have met a twin soul in this lifetime. Take this lifetime.
All of you in this room are twin souls. You have met in other times, in other lifetimes. And what is your purpose in coming together?
To honor any difficulties. Yes.
And that is what the twin souls try to achieve.
I see.
If I can put it to you in a more basic way of your understanding. Why do you call a twin in your world?
There's two of.
Because there are two of them, yes, that come together to try to form the whole. But they are separate, are they not?
Yes.
Therefore, can you see that they are but two energies which need to come together to blend, but they need not necessarily do so at the same time. Are you understanding my words?
Yes.
If not, please let us discuss it now.
It doesn't necessarily mean two of. It can mean a group as well. When we say twins, we think of two, but it can be all of us in this room.
You are twin souls. Yes. You have met. Each one that you meet, that is necessary for your spiritual growth, you have met before.
Yes, I see.
Meaning you've been twins.
Yes. Yes, thank you for those words. That is helpful. You see, always is this difficulty of your earthly language for spiritual matters. But it is the soulmate which can never be parted, which are together because of the vibration of their frequency.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It is exactly the same. They are exact counterparts of one another. That is what you must remember of the soulmates. But the twin souls are working at different vibrations. Try to see it, my friends, as energy working at different frequencies, and perhaps your understanding will come.
So this is why we're all taking a different time, a different extra time to get.
That is why you come together. That is why we have the term twin souls. It is halves coming, trying to work together, recognizing each other.
Just to clarify, would I be correct in saying we are whole aspects of soul that are meeting? We are as aspects, we are representatives of the soul.
Yes, you are correct. You are one aspect of the whole. Yes, which incarnate in any lifetime to develop and grow spiritually.
So this twin souls could include quite a lot of people, or souls, whichever you like to say.
It is the reason for the attraction between people in any one incarnation, any one lifetime. It is thought to be the attraction of only two. In your world, this is not a strict thing.
Yes, I can see that.
This is where the misconception comes in. But if you think upon my words, I feel that this time it will become clearer to you. But you must think of it as a spiritual energy. Think of the different rates. After all is vibration, is it not? You have accepted this, my dear friends.
Yes.
But there are different frequencies of vibration. You agree? Mm-hmm. And that is the only difference. That the soul mate vibrates on the same frequency. There is no difference whatsoever.
So with the soulmate, there are more than two soulmates as well.
You mean like a group instead of just two?
What if it's a twin souls, there's more than two? And the soulmates, there are many soulmates as well, aren't there?
But they would be in two. They would vibrate as two only.
Right.
At the same frequency. That is why you will not encounter a soulmate very often in a lifetime. Because there would be no purpose in their incarnating into the physical body. With two vibrating at the same frequency.
So why should they sometimes come together?
For a purpose. There is always a purpose and a reason for them if that should happen.
Yes, I was going to
there
ask.
Is Sorry. An agreement between them if it should happen. But always there would be a strong purpose behind. It may well be that one needs the backing, shall I say, your earthly word, of the other in one lifetime. They may need the strength of the other to operate in your world.
Would there be a purpose in creating soulmates in the first place?
Yes. Yes, I will say no more, but yes, that is the...
Not just a matter of chance.
No, there is no such thing as chance. All has a purpose. But with the soulmate, they have been created from the beginning. In the knowledge that whatever they are, come together for will be used at the right time.
So when we
you
pass
can never separate the soul mates.
But when we pass into spirit from the physical, how soon would we meet up with our soul mate?
You may never meet your soul mate for a long
time. It must be quite a happening.
You are thinking along physical lines yes. again. This is where the difficulty arises. You must think of energy. It is difficult, is it not?
Very.
Let us assume that each one here is a radio frequency. But you are all at a different vibrational frequency. But still, you are blended together.
Yes. I think it's something we're going to have to think about.
Think hard about it.
Quite deeply.
Just twin disease, twin souls is a little bit of a confusing term. I was thinking united souls was maybe slightly better because it you're sort of united for a particular reason. You're uniting together for a reason to blend your energies. Whereas twin souls gives the impression of you think of incredible likeness between the two when we talk of twins.
Yes.
Which isn't exactly what we really mean.
I have to inform you, my dear friends, that these are earthly terms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do not come from us. These are words that have been given to information from our world for the understanding of people such as yourselves who have chosen the descriptive words to make their meaning known. All I can say to you, my dear friends, is this. Always when there are questions in your mind, think spiritually. That is my purpose here. I want you to think along spiritual lines for every happening within your daily lives. If you are to find the answers of life, you have to know yourself for what you are. I have said this to you many times. And by going within, you become that vibration which exists without all of the outer earthly garb. Then, and only then, will your understanding increase. Has this helped you, my friend?
I was just trying to think of an example. I believe Jesus and Mary are aspects of the same soul or of the same energy.
Yes.
Would they also be soulmates?
Yes. That is the simple answer.
They would.
Mm-hmm. They vibrate at the same frequency.
So there was two actually met in one lifetime.
And for a purpose.
Yes, I see.
Is that helping you to be clearer? Mm. They will not be separated. I have told the gentleman that there is in existence many beings.
So when they reincarnate, they still come together, do they? Or does one stay back in spirit?
would you not grasping is the way in which energy transmits itself. Therein lies the answers